This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 10 Aug 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny, perfect for outdoor activities. In Jerusalem, clear skies are expected throughout the day. Tel Aviv is enjoying a gentle sea breeze, while Haifa remains sunny and mild. Now here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, Palestinian analysts suggest Hamas is using delays to buy time. They believe Israel's rejection of the Gaza plan serves Hamas's interests. This update is from about an hour and a half ago. Also, Israel Hayom reports that the U.S. is looking beyond the current conflict. Analysts say Israel's remaining option is to focus on its defenses. This was reported 2 hours ago. Also this hour, the Times of Israel covers Israel's quiet reconstruction efforts. This is happening as the Prime Minister rejects a Gaza peace deal. Diplomatic tension continues over the U.S. and Iran's positions. Separately, according to I-24 News, the U.S. seems unfazed by Israel's stance on the Gaza plan. Meanwhile, a deadly missile and drone attack in Yemen has left 7 dead. This report came in 10 hours ago. And finally, JTA reports ongoing Shabbat protests outside a Jerusalem cafe. Police presence remains strong as secular and religious tensions persist. This was covered 2 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global remarks on Spider-Man's massive box office success, posting just 20 minutes ago. Despite superhero fatigue, the film broke records quickly. Amichai Chikli, Israel's diaspora affairs minister, posted 24 minutes ago about UNESCO's decision on the Sebastia heritage site. He criticized it as a challenge to Israeli heritage rights. Aaron David Miller, a former U.S. State Department analyst, noted 27 minutes ago that Trump supports Netanyahu. He emphasized that the U.S. wants no escalation in Gaza. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hamas and the Gaza plan, according to the Jerusalem Post, Palestinian sources claim that Hamas anticipated Israel's rejection. They believe this allows Hamas to delay disarmament. This strategy could prolong the conflict, affecting the humanitarian situation in Gaza. Turning to the U.S. and Israel's defense strategies, Israel Hayom reports that the U.S. is already considering a post-war landscape, break time 600. Meanwhile, Israel faces pressure to bolster its defenses. The implications for regional security remain uncertain but critical. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel discusses Israel's reconstruction efforts. Despite rejecting the Gaza peace plan, Israel is quietly rebuilding. This dual approach indicates a complex diplomatic situation with the U.S. and Iran. The impact on future negotiations is still unfolding. On to the situation in Yemen. The I-24 News reported a deadly attack in Mocha, Yemen. This strike comes hours after a U.S. statement on the Gaza plan. Such regional violence could influence diplomatic priorities in the Middle East. Finally, the ongoing protests in Jerusalem. According to JTA, tensions between secular and religious Israelis persist. The protests highlight deep societal divisions that continue to challenge Israeli unity. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that high tax collection has moderated Israel's fiscal deficit. The deficit stands at 3.3% of GDP as of July, showing improvement. Separately, Katech highlights Monday's AI business growth. Despite a surge in AI revenue, investor concerns have led to a drop in shares. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, Israelis have returned to shopping malls, boosting tax revenues. The state saw a 14% rise in tax collection this July compared to last year. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.